Ashley Watts is from York County All On Board Coalition. She's wonderful inside and out, just one of the most genuine people you'll meet. And she's in the right position because All On Board is all about investing in our young people. Ashley, we know so much of the story about York County All On Board because you're a big part of our prom pledge, and we cannot say thank you enough. We had such a successful year. Looked like, Ashley, all of our proms went off without a hitch, no major problems that we saw.
No crashes, no fatalities in our county, which not every county was that lucky this year. So we're very fortunate that our children were making safe choices. Our parents were protecting them. Our police were out there doing prom patrols. We're very happy about that news. And thank y'all for coordinating that effort. It is a huge effort. Tyler is probably exhausted and I hope on vacation right now.
He's not, but he did take some time. But we can't do it alone without Keystone Substance Abuse Services here in York County, Counseling Services of Lancaster in Lancaster, and then the Hazel Pittman Center in Chester. All of these substance abuse services all work together to make Prom Pledge a success. And right here in York County, we're so lucky because, as I mentioned earlier, All On Board is investing in our young people. And you're just helping young people any age learn how to make healthy choices when it comes to when they have that point in life, an intersection. Do I go right or do I go left? My friends and peer pressure are telling me to go one way. What have I learned from All On Board to make the right decisions and go right?
Right. You can't start prevention early enough. And that's just teaching our students, teaching our children how to make good choices, be a leader, how to say no when they don't feel like something's good for them. It's not a healthy choice. It's not protecting what they value, if they value their health, their family. So we model that for them, but we also teach them those things at an early age. Our mission is to prevent youth substance use, but we realize prevention needs to be implemented in everyday life. So they pay attention to the things that that we do. So we just kind of educate parents on how to do that in students. And we do that through a number of ways, our talent show, leadership opportunities. But the event that we're having this weekend, our butterfly release, this is our fifth annual butterfly release, June 21st, Glen Cairn Garden, so a different location, 11 a.m. We will have a mass butterfly release, and we will also have individual butterflies that are in these little origami butterflies. They'll open, so each family will get a chance to do that. And that's to honor those lives lost in the last year. One thing we recognized through 2020 and 2021 was that there was a lot of loss by our students, and they didn't have a good way to process that. And so All On Board, just through our leadership, our students, and our board, decided to do something in the community that would allow them to feel connected. When you lose someone, if you've lost anyone, I hope you're fortunate enough not to have to have yet, but a lot of our students have, a lot of people feel a lot of isolation. You feel like you're the only one who, you know, everyone else is going through their life, you know, laughing, talking, and you feel lost. You feel isolated. So our butterfly release was born out of the idea to have our students do artwork. So we pay for their supplies. They create butterfly artwork. Butterflies are a symbol of hope and renewal. They come together. They display their artwork. We have two students who are singing this year. They'll sing a song. Anna Melvin, if you know her from DJJ, her daughter Kyla, was at our talent show, and she's a student, a graduate student in opera, I think, at USC. She's going to sing Rise Up, and we'll release the mass release, and then families will have a moment of silence and an ability to open theirs. And then we have another student who's singing as well, Maddie Smith. So we're very excited about that. It's just one of those things. You think of it as being very sad, but also, there's a lot of laughter. Like, it's really cool. The butterflies stay on you for a little while. So it's kind of a neat moment to see life and just see them fly away and have that experience of thinking about your loved one while surrounded by other people who understand what you're feeling.
A range of emotions on that day, to your point, sadness, maybe anger to a point, to laughter and joy. And I think you said it best. Sadly, these folks are part of a group that no one wants to be part of, but there's comfort to know you're not alone and you can celebrate their life.
Yeah. And we also highlight we just talk about deaths. The coroner's office comes out and we highlight overdose deaths. But I did want to say that we're very thankful this year because last year we had 118 overdose deaths in York County. And this year that number is 83 for 2024. And I know that that's still a lot of lives, but there from 2023 to 2024, that is a substantial decrease in overdose deaths. So we're very thankful for that as well.
Ashley, if folks, is it too late for folks to get a butterfly in honor of someone? How does all that work? If someone's hearing about this, they've lost someone, and it doesn't matter their age, correct? That they've lost someone.
Absolutely. Okay. Anyone in the community is welcome. We recognize that we're not just helping youth, we're helping their parents, cousins, uncles, aunts. It's free. We'll have the mass release, and we've ordered over 200 individual. Yeah. So we usually have people get to open many of them, and they love that. But anyone can come. It's free. Just walk up. I mean, it's so simple.
They don't need to contact you ahead of time or anything?
No, just walk up and enjoy it. The park is beautiful now, and there's a lot of things going on Saturday, but it's over in like 15 to 30 minutes. So come look at the artwork, release a butterfly. It's something your kids will not forget. Kids love it. And then some of our students have made magnets, so butterfly magnets that they painted in Fort Mill, our Fort Mill High students. So you can take one of those home with you to remember the day. We have our treatment center with Keystone, some of their adolescents, and as a kind of a project to kind of help them process grief, have made some artwork. It's just a beautiful event. You'll love it.
I've been to one of these before in the past, and it's spot on. Like it is beautiful to see all the butterflies released at one time. And to your point, I just remember some kids were giggling because it was staying on them, and it kind of tickled a little bit. And at a time where they're mourning the loss of someone, it brought some joy to their life. And cannot say thank you enough for offering this platform to young people. If they're struggling with the loss of maybe a friend or a parent who's struggling with the loss of maybe their friend, it just runs the whole gamut. And you provided such a wonderful platform for them to celebrate either alone with folks or all together. It's just, I cannot say thank you enough on behalf of the community. So what a great opportunity and platform you're giving these families.
Well, our coalition is amazing. We have so many volunteers. So many people have promoted this. So many of our sponsors are people who that partners in our community. And we're just thankful that we get to do it. It's a heavy day at first, but then I always leave just so thankful that I did. I'm always scared to keep those butterflies alive. They arrive Friday, so keep me in your prayers. Okay. I have to keep those things alive until Saturday. Always stressful for me to keep them quiet and where they need to be and make sure that UPS shipment gets here. So, but it's always a relief when they all fly off. And then you see them on the bushes and stuff around. Aww. It's so beautiful and such a neat way to honor those lives lost. So even if it was 5 years ago you lost someone and you're just now in your grief process where you can do that, please come. I think you'll experience that a little bit of healing. I mean, even if it's just a spark, we're thankful to be there, and we're thankful for our students who created artwork. I mean, they are amazing. Their talent is so great. So thank you for having us, and thank you for saying that. That was very kind of you.
Well, it's the York County All On Board Coalition's Butterfly Release. It's this Saturday, June the 21st, 11 a.m. at Clean Caring Garden. You know where that's at, right here in Rock Hill. And come one, come all, come join them. Even if you've not experienced loss, just come and support those that maybe have, and sit there and pray with them and just watch the butterflies. Like Ashley said, 20, 30 minutes, and you can continue to go on with your Saturday or just spend time there at Glen Cairn Garden, appreciating Mother Nature and, celebrating of life. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. Ashley, thank you so much. Great catching up with you, friend.
Thank you.